Welcome to the deep dive. If your main use for AI is still asking a chatbot to summarize a long email or maybe brainstorm a few taglines, you are, and I mean this, operating in the past.
It's a starting point for sure.
It's a great starting point, but those basic chatbots are just so limited when you start talking about real business automation.
Right.
The real shift that we're looking at today, it isn't about asking an AI to, write an email for you. It's about asking it to manage your entire workflow.
Across different apps, different websites.
Exactly, across multiple websites while you literally step away from your desk. So our mission today is a deep dive into Comet Browser, and specifically its ability to actually execute complex multi-step tasks. This really is the new shortcut.
And to get there, we first have to understand what Comet Browser even is. So it's built by Perplexity, a platform a lot of people will already be familiar with in the information space.
Yeah, people see it as a Google replacement, super fast, lots of citations.
Exactly. It's known for being fast and heavy on citations, which is great because it means it has a much lower rate of hallucination compared to, say, the big generalized models like ChatGPT.
But until now, that's really just been about smart search, right? Just getting better information.
Precisely. And that's the core differentiator for Comet. It's moved past just retrieving information. It can read it, it can synthesize it, and this is the key, it can take action based on that.
Okay.
It executes tasks that require it to log into and actually manipulate other applications. That ability, that cross-platform execution, is what makes it an autonomous agent, not just a search tool.
That capability is everything. Okay, so before we get into the really complex stuff, we have to clarify two features I see tripping people up: workspaces and spaces.
Yeah.
How do these set the stage for the big automation?
So think of workspaces as solving that initial friction,
Yeah.
that context setting problem. Every time you start a project, let's say researching video ideas, you manually open YouTube, then maybe Canva, then your notes app like Notion.
And you're already 10 minutes in and you haven't done anything.
Right. Comet just gets rid of that. You can prompt it. Spin up a YouTube research workspace.
And what does that actually do?
Well, it doesn't just open those three sites. It opens YouTube, Canva, and Notion in their own tabs, and it simultaneously opens other tabs with, like, the current trending videos about AI or whatever your topic is. And it organizes all of them under one named workspace.
So it's an instant organized environment that saves that mental ramp-up time right away. But okay, that sounds like a one-time setup. How do we get from that to persistent automated execution, which is really the main event here?
And that's where spaces come in. Spaces are where you store your complex rules, your ongoing automation criteria. So if workspaces are for starting your day faster, spaces are for defining the rules so Comet can run tasks for you continuously.
So you don't have to retype these huge complex prompts every single day.
Exactly. We'll get into what those prompts look like, but that distinction is key.
Okay, that makes it much clearer. Let's jump into the first application then. Autonomous product development. This still feels like science fiction to a lot of solo entrepreneurs, but the sources we looked at say Comet can create sellable info products completely on its own.
Yeah, saving hours of work.
So let's use the infographic example. I want to generate a beginner's guide to AI. I open four tabs, all with different high-quality articles on, how to get started with AI for beginners. And my prompt is just compile all the information and create a nice-looking guide inside of Canva.
And the simplicity of that prompt is so deceptive because the execution is incredibly complex. This isn't just a summary of text.
Right.
Comet is literally logging into your personal Canva account, navigating that interface, which is a very complex graphical environment, and completing what is, a highly creative task.
Okay, and this is where the skeptic in me kicks in. How is it actually talking to Canva? Is this a special API, like a deep integration, or is it behaving more like advanced robotic process automation, like an RPA?
It functions much, much closer to an advanced RPA. It's like an AI-powered copilot for your browser. It just simulates the steps a person would take.
So it's clicking create a new design.
Yeah, it's clicking buttons, it's typing infographic into the search bar, it's looking for templates using keywords like beginner guide education, it picks one, and then it fills the text from the four source tabs into the template. It's interacting directly with the UI.
Wow. The implication of that is huge. It
Yeah.
means it's not limited by some proprietary API. It could potentially interact with any tool that runs in a web browser.
Exactly. And the outcome is what matters. You can literally walk away, go get a coffee, manage something else. When you come back, there's a fully designed, customized infographic sitting there. Maybe it's titled The AI Revolution is Here. and it's ready to be sold or used as a lead magnet.
It totally shifts your role from being the creator to just being the editor.
That's it. You're just doing the final polish.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. Let's talk market intelligence. If Comet can build a product, the next logical thing is figuring out how to position it. And that brings us to competitor research.
Which is absolutely non-negotiable if you're launching something new, like a dropshipping course, for instance.
Right. So the workflow here starts with Perplexity. You ask it to list the top-rated dropshipping courses out there. Then the user opens, say, the top three sales pages in three separate tabs.
Yep.
And the first step is pretty straightforward. I'd prompt it, analyze these open tabs, assume I want to create my own course, and break down the common themes they all use in their sales pitch. Okay. And it will do that, right?
It will. It'll synthesize it and tell you they all focus on, say, building credibility, curriculum clarity, lead generation, that kind of thing.
That's good foundational info. But the sources point to a critical second step, and this is what turns it from a summary into a real strategic weapon.
This is the edge. The user then asks Comet to, and I'm quoting here, look for reviews of all of these courses across the web and look for common complaints that I may be able to solve with my own course.
That is an incredibly high leverage ask. I mean, a human assistant would spend days digging through Reddit and forums and review sites to piece that together.
And Comet just does it. It executes the search, it synthesizes reviews from all over the web, and it comes back with a full breakdown of the exact pain points and flaws that customers are reporting about the top products in your market.
So you know exactly what your competition is doing wrong.
Exactly.
You don't just enter the market with another Me Too product. You go in with a clear, market-tested value proposition that directly solves the known problems of the market leaders. That is an automatically generated competitive advantage.
And the value isn't just the speed, it's the objectivity. The AI is synthesizing huge amounts of data, finding real patterns of failure that a human might be biased against or just miss entirely.
Which leads us perfectly into the final application, scaling back-end operations. This is where so many small businesses get stuck. The cost of software, hiring VAs, it can be crippling.
And Comet aims to make that whole process easier and, frankly, cheaper than ever.
Let's use the sponsorship screening task. It's a problem for every successful content creator. And this one prompt coordinates four different actions across different platforms. It's wild.
The perfect use case for a space, that persistent rule set we talked about. The single prompt is basically a coordinated sequence.
Okay, walk me through it.
It's go to my Gmail and find any emails from potential sponsors. Then open the email if they name a product. Then go to that product's website and summarize what it is. And finally, go to my Google Calendar and pick a potential date when I might be able to record the video.
Just reading that out loud feels like an hour of my time. And the sources show this actually works. It screens your inbox, finds an offer, hops over to the product's website to summarize it, and then checks your Google Calendar.
Absolutely. The example they used was a system screening, like a fake $3,000 sponsorship offer. It summarized the tool perfectly and then reported back that the user's Google Calendar was clear next Tuesday and suggested that as a recording date.
Wow. I mean, a task like that used to require custom Zapier integrations or a part-time VA who specializes in screening and scheduling. The cost of automating just that one recurring task could pay for the tool.
And remember the spaces feature here. You save that whole four-step instruction along with your criteria for what makes a good fit sponsor. You know, it must be a sauce product, offer over a certain amount, whatever. Then it just runs.
So your inbox goes from being this overwhelming to-do list to an organized, prioritized report that's just delivered to you.
That's the idea.
And you can see how this scales, right? If I'm a YouTube creator, I could have it analyze my own last 20 videos by topic and engagement to suggest the next three video ideas with the highest chance of success.
Or for e-commerce, imagine a high volume of customer support tickets. Instead of a human sifting through hundreds of them, Comet could summarize all of them and just highlight the top five most urgent issues that need a human response right now. It does the triage.
So, boiling this all down for the listener, the core theme here is that Comet is called an AI browser for a reason. Its function is defined by its ability to execute these really sophisticated multi-step tasks across completely separate platforms.
Gmail, Google Calendar, Canva, review sites, landing pages.
Right. And that cross-platform automation is where the huge time and cost savings come from.
And that time dividend, it's not just for business. The sources had a great personal life example automating vacation planning.
Oh, I loved that one. Instead of spending a whole Saturday researching a trip, you just prompt it. I want a vacation in November. find destinations with the best weather, direct flights under 8 hours from my airport, and create a Google Doc with options and photos.
And it does it. It does the entire research and document creation process. It comes back with a Google Doc suggesting, you know, the Bahamas and Costa Rica, complete with photos and context, ready for you to look at.
It saves hours of context switching and just plain research fatigue.
The core value is efficiency. It's about removing the friction of having to manually coordinate all these different tasks. It just lets you work much more efficiently.
Absolutely. It makes the human the strategic decision maker, not the manual coordinator. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into Comet Browser and what feels like the future of automation.
My pleasure.
So here's a final thought. If AI browsers can seamlessly execute tasks, this sophisticated managing inboxes, designing products, doing deep market research, basically automating the job of a virtual assistant, what is the single highest leverage human operational task that, if it were completely automated by these tools, would fundamentally change how small businesses define their necessary operational costs and their staffing needs? Something to think about. Until next time.